Good morning. Temperatures remain mild overnight across interior New York and New England with a southerly wind flow kicking in. Plenty of cloud cover early this morning, but most places starting in the 40s and lower 50s. Showers are at a minimum as most of the action is north of the Canadian border and out into the Midwest. A deep storm system will move through the Great Lakes today, increasing that southerly wind flow. And despite cloud cover, temperatures will push into the upper 50s to around 60 on average for afternoon highs. There is the risk of a passing sprinkle or shower well in advance of this system, and we'll also have areas of fog and drizzle today in the milder air. As that storm pushes into southern Canada, the cold front will approach from the west this evening and overnight tonight, and showers will become more likely after dark, even some bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder possible as the energy sweeps through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Temperatures will stay mild near 60 degrees up until midnight, then fall off after the front passes through the 50s and into the upper 40s for overnight lows with areas of fog developing. With some unsettled weather behind this system in place tomorrow, skies will be mostly cloudy with a couple of passing showers. It'll still be windy, but even as that cooler air flows in, highs will still be in the lower 50s on Tuesday. High pressure will build in on Wednesday, bringing us back to sunshine, although a bit cooler again, with highs staying in the middle to upper 40s. Another disturbance heads through on Thursday with a few scattered showers and highs near 50. Then cooler air starts to flow in on Friday. We'll have to watch the coast as a secondary low pressure wave could form, producing some rain or snow showers Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. It looks like we'll spend the weekend cooling off even more with a mix of sun and clouds and blustery weather with scattered snow showers and highs back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm system that brought a variety of impacts to the west coast over the weekend will move east and bring weather from the Intermountain West to the High Plains today. Winter storm warnings, watches, and advisories are in effect for heavy snow, particularly in the northern Rockies and out onto the northern plains where 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall. To the east, in the unseasonably and in some cases record-breaking milder air, rain is the issue. Heavy rain of up to 1 to 3 inches is likely in parts of Wisconsin, where flood watches and warnings have been issued. And Typhoon Melur has made landfall in the Philippines and still has wind gusts of up to 160 miles per hour. Heavy rain and gusty winds are likely as Melur continues its track across the island south of Manila today and tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with a west wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 43, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 16 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 at Tampa, Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers developing in the lower 60s, Boston cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 48, that's 19 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 64 hundredths of an inch for the month and 35.62 inches for the year. Still just a trace of snow for the season, which is 7.9 inches below average. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 312 and 1,395 for the season, which is 442 below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 63, set in 1901, and the record low, 5 below zero, in 1898. Sunrise this morning at 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy and mild with just a few showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Rain tonight, some heavier bursts possible, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy and mild with a few showers today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and mild with a few showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Rain tonight and possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy, mild today with just a few showers around and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Rain tonight and possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and mild today with a few showers around and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Rain tonight and possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, a passing rain shower, lower 50s, mostly sunny, cooler Wednesday, mid to upper 40s. Cloudy, breezy, showers likely Thursday near 50. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers Friday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold Saturday, scattered snow showers, lower to mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.